I'm Steve Norman reporting. Search teams in the Mediterranean looking for an Egyptian Air passenger jet that went missing as it approached Cairo on a flight from Paris. Egyptian Aviation Minister Sharif Fathi spoke with reporters defending the use of the word missing and referring to the Egyptian airplane.
I'm only trying to be practical and use the terms that are used by airlines at these type of incidents. Until we find the wreckage of the aircraft, identify where it is missing.
Egypt Air jet with 66 on board disappeared from radar early Thursday. Plane's disappearance has renewed security concerns months after a Russian passenger plane was shot down over the Sinai Peninsula. Russian plane crashed in Sinai in October, killing all 224 on board. Egypt's military carrying out operations against the Islamic State fighters in Sinai. Information came from the top U.S. General Joe Dumford, who spoke with a small group of reporters on the way back from the United States from Brussels. U.S. military has started to see connections between fighters in the Sinai, once viewed as the isolated force there, but the Islamic State militants across the Middle East. Nigerian Army says a second schoolgirl kidnapped by Boko Haram militants more than 2 years ago in a raid on her school has been rescued. Nigeria's military has been mounting an offensive since late April to flush out the rebel fighters. Boko Haram grabbed 300 schoolgirls from their dormitory in the northeastern town of Chibok in April 2014 and herded them away in the night. This is VOA News. Resuming talks aimed at ending the Israeli-Palestinian conflict will be the focus of a meeting next month in Paris. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu opposes the meeting. And U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the aim of the meeting is to determine if Israel and the Palestinians can ultimately see their way to a final status agreement that meets the needs of the parties.
It's not the failure of the United States or any other country to bring people back to the table. It's the failure of those countries themselves to make the decision to come back to the table.
Secretary Kerry said resuming the process remains a high priority and that he and President Obama remain deeply committed to it in spite of past failures at previous peace negotiations. Taiwan sworn its new president today. Tsai Ing-wen is the island's first female leader. She called for positive dialogue with China in her inauguration speech in Taipei. Tsai's pro-independence Democratic Progressive Party won a landslide victory over the Nationalist Party earlier this year. The Nationalists spent the last 8 years growing ties with Beijing. Thousands of Venezuelans this week demonstrated in Caracas and other parts of the country, calling for a referendum to oust President Nicolas Maduro. Amanda Scott is following the story.
Empty shelves fill the aisles at stores and pharmacies across Venezuela, while rolling power cuts and scheduled blackouts force shopping centers to scale back their hours. The economic crisis in Venezuela, which came as a result of falling oil prices and decades of financial mismanagement, culminated this week with President Maduro announcing a 60-day state of emergency. The decree has been rejected by the country's opposition. It took to the streets this week calling for a referendum to force his ouster. Last month, the opposition began the process of collecting some 4 million signatures needed to trigger the recall vote. On Wednesday, President Maduro predicted the demise of the opposition-led parliament weeks after threatening a constitutional amendment to cut short its 5-year term. Amanda Scott, VOA News, Washington.
Head of security for the state of Rio de Janeiro wants soldiers to start policing the city immediately, 2 months before the Rio Olympics are set to start. Security, one of the long list of problems facing South America's first Olympics. They include the Zika virus, water pollution, steep budget cuts, a deep recession, and the impeachment of the president, Dilma Rousseff. Tourism experts say between 300 and 500,000 visitors will travel to Rio during the Olympics. An American broadcast journalist, Morley Safer, who became one of the country's most respected and honored reporters in his 52 years with NBC, died Thursday. He was 84 years old.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's VOA. One.